Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. Excuse me. My co-host today is Otto Lohse. And we're talking with Congressman Tom Suozzi. And at the end there, Tom was just saying on June 23rd, he has a primary. And I had alluded to it a little bit earlier. Tom is a Democrat. But is he one of these crazy people that will not talk to Republican? No, but we cannot have that today. We need somebody who can call a Peter King. And I don't agree with you 100%, Peter. We got to work on this. And the other thing, which I think is very important for people to accept, is people run for office and we have some very tremendous government officials. However, Tom is trained as an attorney and a CPA. And I'm not saying that puts him in a better position than others, but obviously he has the background to deal with some of the issues, to deal with the money, to deal with the legalese. And that's important. Put that with a caring heart. We have a wonderful congressman in the 3rd District, in my opinion. And this is Thank not political. You. This is the way I feel.
Thank you, John.
Agreed.
I appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah, no, it's the truth. And you're on a lot of committees, but I wanted to touch on is go back to the federal government having to coordinate, you know, ventilators. You know, it was a disaster, and I heard it's 15,000, it's 20,000, it's 25,000. Everybody's trying to play the game, and the purchasing agents from every state have to fight it. So it does make sense that certain things have to go through the federal government, so one price fits all. We shouldn't be paying more because we got there later to the party, so to speak.
Well, you know, the same thing. Let's not even talk about ventilators. Let's talk about the masks. Masks that typically cost 50 cents were being sold to the state of New York for $8. Wow. Because they were competing against California and against Michigan and against Texas and against everybody else trying to get the same, and other countries all trying to get the same thing. So I'm a big believer in capitalism. I'm a big believer in competition. I think it brings out the best in people to get things done. I also believe that the federal government's got a role in the middle of a crisis though, to make sure we coordinate things and work together. So right now, we need to have these test kits, okay? Can't be test kits that you have to wait 4 or 5 days for the results. We need rapid test kits. We even have a company in our district, in my district, called Henry Schein that has test kits. They have test kits that you can get the result in 5 to 15 minutes to find out, number one, whether you're sick, and number two, a separate test, whether you have the antibodies in your system. So they're not gonna go stand up a plant to build these things unless they know somebody's gonna buy them. So that's when you need the federal government to say, we're gonna get, I said in my memo the other day, we need 1 million tests a day, 500,000 for the, whether you're sick, and 500,000 whether you have the antibodies, all over the country, so we can get a sense of who's sick and who's not sick, who's got the antibodies, who doesn't have the antibodies? Is it growing in a particular area? Hey, we opened up this area. Is a new hotspot growing? We got to stop it from spreading because we see that the testing shows more people are getting it. We got to stop it from spreading again. Because again, God forbid we reopen the economy and everybody gets sick again right away. That would be the worst thing for everybody's confidence.
Nobody will come out of the house economy, for a year.
The stock market, everybody's 401k would go in the basement if that happened. Nobody would trust anybody in the government ever again.
No, that's very true. And actually, I think it was yesterday's news. We have 5.5 million people tested. There's 350 plus million Americans. You know, we test another 20 million people. We can find out that 5 million of them had it or have it. And those numbers are not accurate. That's my opinion. Those numbers are whatever.
I put together a plan the other day. I called it the $50 billion plan to reopen the economy. This is $50 billion. You know, we've already been talking about $2 trillion and $500 billion and this and that. I'm saying for this $50 billion for testing, tracing, and isolation, we can reopen the economy and we'll get a 50 times rate of return as far as making our GDP go back up again by spending this money to make sure people are confident and safe to reopen as quickly as possible. We'll have a 50 times return, a 5,000% return. How'd you like that in your 401k, Otto? A 5,000% return. We spend that money, we'll reopen the economy faster and safer. Let me, John, can we just say one thing if I can?
Sure.
Looking down the road, we need to reopen the economy. We gotta push that along, but do it in a safe way, not with protests, not with people carrying guns to the state capitol, but with science and with public health in mind. We gotta reopen the economy as quickly as possible. What we need to focus on here in New York is we need money for our state and local governments because they've been decimated. Mitch McConnell said the other day, oh, they should just declare bankruptcy. Well, you know what? That would destroy the economy. That would ruin the stock market. We're the economic engine of the world in New York. We have to get things reopened again. And that money's not for the government. It's for the cops, for the firefighters, for the teachers, for the healthcare workers, for the people that work in government every day. So we need money to our states based upon the rate of infection. Very, very important. Not based on population, based on rate of infection, or at least a portion of it. We need money to our hospitals based upon rate of infection. And I believe that the Democrats and Republicans have to work together for a massive infrastructure project to do our roads, our bridges, our airports, our ports, our school buildings, massive construction projects all over America, because that money is needed because our infrastructure is in trouble. But more important, to put so many people to work that when you put money into infrastructure, you get a multiple rate of return. You make more money than you put in, as far as the economy growing, as far as taxes that are paid, as far as people being put to work. When you put money into a tax cut, it doesn't pay for itself. You actually lose money as far as the economy goes. So we have to invest in infrastructure to put people to work to get things back on an even keel again.
That was like the end of the war, New Deal program, and you know, people went back to work, and that's what people spend money. And when they spend
money,
what's the story about the $100 somebody put on a bar and the prostitute came and took the $100 and it went to this one and that one. And 5 minutes later, it came back on the bar after everybody paid off their debt. You know, the landlord got $100, this one got $100. And later, the money was right back on the table. But everybody was happy now, you know, because they got
paid. That's true. It goes around. Yeah. In an economy, you need the money to keep moving around. You make a cut and you put it in your bank and it just sits there on top of your already $100 million. And now you have $105 million. You know, if you're not spending it, you're really not helping.
But listen, everybody in America, I don't care if you're a liberal, progressive, or a conservative. Everybody in America believes that if you're willing to work hard, you're willing to work 40 or 50 hours a week, you're willing to work 48 or 50 weeks a year, you're willing to work hard, you should be able to make enough money so you can have a decent life. I don't care if you're a liberal or conservative. Everybody in America believes that if you're willing to work hard, you should have a decent life. Too many people are working hard every day. They're working their 40 hours a week. They're working their 50 weeks a year. They're getting 2 weeks vacation, and they're not making enough money. They can't possibly afford to have a place to live and have health insurance and educate their kids. They, you know, they're working hard. They're not goofing off. They're working. But if you're making $15 an hour, okay, $15 an hour, you work 40 hours a week, you work 50 weeks a year, that's $30,000 a year. But you mean to tell me living in our district along the North Shore of Long Island, making $30,000 a year, you're going to have a house?
No.
You're going to have health insurance at $15,000 a year, $20,000 a year? You're going to educate your kids or send them to – it's impossible. So we got to figure out –
You have to have a camper.
Yeah.
And you can't even get a good camper. No, so I agree with Tom 100% there. It's just, and these are people, we have people that want to work. They want to work hard. They're dedicated. You know, you always have the slacker, and I don't care. We have to include them in any conversation, and hopefully they get weeded out through natural attrition when people see they're not pulling it. But on balance, you know, most people, honestly, they're honest and they do want to work, and it breaks your heart. And then the same thing is with healthcare. I mean, you know, I have a friend of mine. She cleans houses, and she's a wonderful woman, but she has no medical whatsoever. It's so, and then she had two bad teeth that cost her almost $5,000. I'm saying, all that you work for, and to do your two teeth. Otherwise, she was going to get an infection and yada, yada, yada. And it's very difficult. And this is, you know, a good, lovely woman.
Yeah, let me say something. I would not have voted for Bernie Sanders. I endorsed Joe Biden the day that he announced for presidency. But Bernie Sanders diagnoses what the problems are. He's right. There is a gap between rich and poor. There is a problem with healthcare in America. There is a problem that we need to take care of the environment. There is a problem with all the different things, you know, with college education. Those are all real problems. I disagree with his solutions, but the diagnosis is correct. So what we need to do in America is we need to first agree that we've got these basic problems. Climate change is a problem. It is a problem that there's the rich and the poor, and there's not enough in the middle anymore. There is a problem that people are working hard but not making enough money. There is a problem that healthcare is not affordable for so many people. These are real problems. The question is, how do we support capitalism, and how do we support democracy with the concept that all men and women are created equal, and find the fine balance between the two? Keep the competition going, keep the system strong, but also keep the respect for every human being as an individual strong as well. There's a balance between the two. If you go too far with like, oh, everybody's equal, then you kill capitalism. If you go too far with capitalism, survival of the fittest, then you ruin a lot of people's lives. You got to find a balance between the two that keeps the economic engine strong, but keeps people treated like human beings in the process.
That, you know, I couldn't have said it better. That's 100% true. Because I'm not against Bernie. Bernie has great ideas, but it has to be paid for. And the world would collapse trying to put into practice what Bernie wants done. And that would scare, you know, Bernie from that reason alone. Because even diehard Democrats don't want to turn around and say, what is it going to cost me? But through a process of paying attention that we have to go in this direction over the years to come so that everybody is treated fairly, I think that makes sense. That's the agenda. It's got to be a 10, 15, 20 year agenda. This can't happen overnight. But
especially now, we're facing this crisis now. We're facing a crisis now. We have to deal with the crisis right in front of us.
Right, now you have to do this, and we're going to add, you know, obviously more to debt, but you're right. The infrastructure building is the type of thing down the road, and as Otto said also, coming out of World War II, build something, give a man an honest salary, let him go home and buy groceries or buy a new car, and everybody, you know, it just pyramids from there. I'm going to jump into our last break with Tom. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.